Velociraptors, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat, tells 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, welcome to another episode of Eyes Up Fantasy. We got a great show for you guys today. I want to introduce you guys to my co-host.
He's passing me the rock, Uncle Rick. What up, Barry? It's your favorite doctor, Dr. Mario.
How's it going, guys? It's your boy, JJ, over here.
What's happening, Barry? It's your boy, the real Jorge.
Let's get into some news, gentlemen.
On your way, Eyes Up News.
So now we got some more NFL news. Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon signed $48 million contract extension to stay in Cincinnati for the next 4 years. This is a great move for the Bengals.
Yes, he did sign an extension, Rick. It was for 4 years, $48 million, actually. Guys, I wanted to touch in on a little bit of detail on the Bengals deal for Joe Mixon. He gets a $10 million signing bonus, gets $1.3 million base in salary 2020, gets $8 million in 2021, another $8 million in 2022, $9.4 million in 2023, team option of $9.6 million in 2024, and $500K each year in playtime and $200K offseason workout bonus each year, guys. Taking care of him.
Show me the money.
That's a lot of money, bro. You're making good money. I get it. You know, he's the only offensive weapon they have over there. You know, they have to keep him, pay him. They got to pay the guy what he wants.
So the real Jorge, what do you think about the Joe Mixon signing?
I'm happy the Cincinnati Bengals were able to snag up Joe Mixon because he's a California kid, local, and I always love hearing a good story from Bay Area making it in the NFL and being able to get cashed out. The most recent one besides Joe Mixon that I can remember has been Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch. I'm happy to see that signing. And also Joe Mixon, he earned it because he's been able to produce 1,000 rushing yards each season for the last 2 years. This season, he's only going to get better, especially being drafted out of Oklahoma. He wasn't the most likable draft choice during the NFL draft due to his allegations on the side, but I mean, he's been able to bounce back in a big way and finally getting rewarded for it.
On to the next subject now. We had Eyes Up Fantasy League draft that happened this Sunday. All the members showed up. Shout out to JJ. Great food, drinks, the whole nine yards. It's nothing but the best. But now, JJ, go ahead and start us off with your Eyes Up Fantasy starting team.
I feel like I did awesome. I feel like I have one of the best teams. So, started off, I am in the Eastern Division with Jorge, the real Jorge. So we'll see who takes that division. And then we got Dr. Mario and Uncle Rick in the West. So it shouldn't be that hard for all four of us to make the playoffs. After you guys hear this, to all the fans out there, who's your prediction to win it all with these teams that they have? All right. So I'm going to start it off with my team. Kicker, I got Robbie Gold. And then for my defense, I got the Niners defense, baby. Solid, at least maybe anywhere between 10 to 20 points almost every other game. Then on my flex, I got Melvin Gordon. You know, I know he's with a new offense, but I feel like Denver's going to, it's going to be his lead back. Tight end, I got Mark Andrews. For my wide receivers, I got Cooper Kupp and DeAndre Hopkins. I'm like, Cooper Kupp is Jared Goff's favorite weapon in LA. You know he's going to be scoring me all the points. D Hops, new offense. I feel like he's going to have great chemistry with Kyler Murray. And you know Hopkins has some explosion to him. So I expect my wide receivers to dominate all y'all wide receivers. My running backs, I have David Johnson. You know, he's with a new offense down there in Houston. You know, I feel like they're going to lean on him a little bit more now that Hopkins is gone. And then I got Dalvin Cook with the fourth overall pick. We all know what he can do, the volume he gets. He is a workhorse. He's always going to get the goal line work. And then quarterbacks, I was falling, kind of getting nervous. I picked Tom Brady just for the fact that he's with that new offense, all those wide receivers, Gronk. On my bench, I got wide receiver T.Y. Hilton on the bench. I got Ruggs the third, Tyreek Cohen, Nicole Hardman, Kerryon Johnson, and of course my sleeper, Justin Jackson. Now, between the four of you, I want you guys real quick, rate it from 1 to 5.
So your team to me, it's from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest. Your team is a 2. What about you guys from 1 to 5? How do you guys rank JJ?
I'd say early projections, I got to give my man JJ a solid 3. A lot of potential for upside.
Okay, Jorge.
I have to give it a 5. Reason why? His team is almost identical to my other league that we're all in. So I have to give it a 5. Both teams are going to make playoffs. Let's go.
So now we're going to go to the real Jorge's team.
Let me start off with my kicker for you guys on my team. I have Greg Zuerlein. He's on the number one offense in the NFC with the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to get a lot of points. Then I backed it up with the Steelers defense. They were able to get a lot of turnovers last year and also got a couple touchdowns on the defensive side. Moving on to my flex, I got a lot of options, but right now I have Mark Ingram. The Baltimore Ravens are run heavy offense. They're the number one running offense in the NFL, and Mark Ingram is going to get a lot of volume and a lot of touchdowns. At tight end, I drafted Tyler Higbee. Higbee, he was one of the hottest tight ends ending last season. He got 100 yard receiving each of the last four games to end the season. To back it up, I stuck with the LA Rams offense and got Robert Woods at wide receiver. As my wide receiver one, I got Adam Thielen. He's going to bounce back. He's going to be the NFL bounce back player this season, and he's going to get 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. He's going to kill it with the Vikings. At running backs, I got none other than the most explosive running back, Aaron Jones for the Green Bay Packers. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, my RB1, and former Super Bowl champion winner, Russell Wilson, as my quarterback. Predictions by experts, I got ranked number 7th for my ESPN final standing projections, which I think is complete BS, because if you just heard my team, I'm about to freaking surprise everybody and take the belt, baby.
And you know this, man!
What do you guys think?
I think you have a terrific team, bro. I've learned the past 4 years playing fantasy football against you. There's times when you make questionable trades or like certain drafts, and I'm like, what is this guy doing? What's he thinking? And you look at me, you smile at me, you know, with your lad look. And I'm thinking, this guy's a total idiot. But later on in the season, you make all of us look like idiots because you're standing there with your same grin laughing. And the moves you made have clearly paid off. So I gave you a solid 4, bro. I'm not going to give you a 5, but it's a 4. But it's a pretty good step up, you know. So I've learned not to.
This is a big difference, Mario. No disrespect to your fantasy football knowledge, because you're good. I've never played against Jorge, and he's a 3-time champ in another league. 3 back-to-back-to-back champ. But it doesn't matter. Back to me, right? Ranking your team, Jorge. You picked Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Shocking with the 9th pick. I think you got desperate, which I don't blame you because they're on all the running backs. I'm going to give you a 3.5. Nah, not even. I'm going to give you a 2.9. Yeah, I was not impressed with your draft skills. I wasn't impressed. And I'm not hating. I'm just being real. And the predictions say themselves. And let's be honest. The ES predictions is 90% accurate unless you got injuries on your team. And that's proven. JJ?
I'm going to give you a 3.5 and sort of leaning towards 4 just for the fact that you got Leonard Fournette on your bench. He's a solid starting running back too. You can put him on your flex.
Go ahead, Mario.
Kicker, guys. I got the kicker from Seattle, Jay Myers. Solid pick. Accurate. Russell Wilson, if he doesn't score you the touchdown, he'll for sure get you the 3 points every time.
Seattle fan.
For my defense, I have the Bears defense. I feel like Khalil Mack is still pretty formidable in that defense. As my flex, gentlemen, I have rookie running back Jonathan Taylor coming out of the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of room to grow. And they bolstered that Colts O-line to being one of the best in the league, in my opinion. I expect great things from Jonathan Taylor this season. At tight end, this is where I liked a little bit, guys. You know, this was drafted late in the later rounds. Jonnu Smith from the Tennessee Titans. Wide receiver number 2, gentlemen, I have Allen Robinson. A wise man from this podcast told me he is the only option in Chicago. If you're going to draft any player from Chicago, make sure it's Allen Robinson. I'm going to hold him to that. Wide receiver number 1, I have none other than Devontae Adams. Running back number 2, I have Kenyon Drake. He's had a whole year to learn the Cardinals playbook, and I expect him and Kyler Murray to develop some chemistry in the offseason. Not to mention the addition of DeAndre Hopkins should open up the field for Kenyon Drake. And running back number 1, I have none other than Saquon Barkley, running back for the New York Giants. It's a nice little reunion for myself and Saquon. I drafted him his rookie year. He did great things for me then. I expect great things from him again. And last but not least, I had quarterback Matty Ice from the Atlanta Falcons for the doctor.
That's a pretty good team, man. I like your wide receivers. They're pretty solid. Your tight end.
I have that also, Rick. If Allen Robinson doesn't work out, or Devontae Adams, on my bench, I have Calvin Ridley ripping, roaring, and ready to go as Jarvis Landry and Deebo Samuel.
Good wide receiver depth. Your team, I'm going to have to say, I have to give it a 3.9. Pretty solid. What are your final projections for the season?
The final standing projections, the fantasy app has me as number 6.
So what do you think, Jorge?
Dr. Mario drafted very well. I like his starting running back, man. Saquon, he's in for a big year. I think he's going to carry his team. If you get your starting lineup fixed, you're going to go a long way. Final rating, give it a solid 4.
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to give him a solid 4 too, you know. I'm a little just concerned with Matt Ryan, but he's a decent quarterback. You know, he at least going to make you the points, 15 at least, you know, maybe more. Kenyon Drake, it's hard to trust him. If you move Jonathan Taylor to Kenyon Drake's spot and put Calvin Ridley in your flex, your team looks sick, bro. Maybe you need to work on your tight end. Let me know. You know, I'm thinking of trading Darren Waller.
All right. Good. You're just trying to make a trade on the podcast. Yeah, you're cool. So now we're going into the future champions fantasy team. Let me start off. That's my kicker. I got Chris Boswell from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Should be able to put a lot of points. That's my defense, Denver Broncos. As my running back, I got Le'Veon Bell in my flex position. My tight end, Evan Ingram from the New York Giants, who people are predicting for him to have a 1,000-yard season this year. As my wide receiver, DJ Moore. And my second wide receiver one, I got Kenny Golladay, who put up monster numbers without Matthew Stafford last year. As my running back two / RB1, Joe Mixon, the new $48 million man in Cincinnati. And of course, you guys already know my other running back, Ezekiel Elliott, running back for your Dallas Cowboys. How about the Cowboys? Now, as my quarterback, I got none other than Lamar Jackson, MVP, Madden cover.
Hey, Ray, quick question for novice fantasy football first-time drafters listeners at home. What round did you draft Lamar Jackson in, and what round should he be drafted in?
Honestly, you're not supposed to pick a quarterback until the third round, but I took a chance. I actually threw a curveball at everybody, and I saw an opportunity to draft Lamar Jackson with my 18th pick in the draft, and it worked out because I was able to get Joe Mixon right after, and then after that I was able to get Le'Veon Bell, and not to mention I got Cam Akers, DJ Chark, Devonta Parker. Now my projection jeez, what do you know, I was supposed to finish number one in my league, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, I want you guys to be honest and let me know how my team is.
I would love to start off in a decent 1.5, a half point for each player that I like on your starting lineup, starting with Lamar, moving on with Elliott, and finishing it off with Mixon. Those are the three only starters that I like on our team. Anybody else after that is complete garbage, just like your game, bro. JJ, what do you think about Rick's team?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sleeping, you know, after I heard that lineup. I'm sorry, guys. Let me just catch my breath real quick. All right. I was, like you said, Jorge, I kind of agree with you a little bit. The only three big names that I find worthy, Lamar Jackson, and of course, Ezekiel Elliott and Joe Mixon. Kenny Golladay, that offense, I mean, I guess he did have a great season last year, but I can trust him as far as I can. DJ Moore, you have no more Cam over there, bro. You don't have no. Evan Ingram, Saquon Barkley, there's no one else in the freaking New York Giants I would take. Le'Veon Bell is washed up, bro. Like, we all put him in our boom or bust season. More bust than boom. Your kicker's all right. Your bench is okay. The only one I like from your bench is Cam Akers. He's a sleeper this year.
He has a lot of unproven players on his roster.
Exactly.
And you don't want that for fantasy.
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah, you know, those, I'll give you a solid 2.
That's why I'm projected to finish first in this whole damn league. Okay, cool story. Next.
I got to give my Uncle Rick a solid 4. Chris Boswell, he's a great kicker, Rick, but I had him last season in a few key points, a few Sunday night games, Monday night games, and it was crucial for him to make him. He missed him for me. Le'Veon Bell, that's a flex. That's a strong flex, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, Le'Veon Bell is Le'Veon Bell. Just like Odell Beckham is still Odell Beckham, with the Browns or not, dude. Still a household name. That's a great flex, Rick. Evan Ingram at tight end, plenty of ceiling and upside for potential. We'll see how that goes. DJ Moore, I'm not too sold on him because, like, I haven't seen too much from him, but we'll see how it goes. Kenny Golladay, I love this pick a lot, Rig. These guys are sleeping on Kenny Golladay. Kenny Golladay had a tremendous breakout season, as I mentioned it. He's one of my top 10 wide receivers. I expect good things from him. Joe Mixon, Mr. $48 million, just signed an extension. I expect him to ball out. Ezekiel Elliott, I don't gotta say much about this guy. This guy's gonna eat. Zeke's gonna eat regardless. Catching, running, grounding, punted, you name it, Zeke's gonna eat. And quarterback, Rick, I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed because I feel like you reach, my brother. And you're a self-proclaimed fantasy football guru. When I saw you reach for him, I was like, no, impossible. Not my Uncle Rick. Not my go-to guy. Come on, reaching. Nonetheless, it's a great pick at round 2. You can't fault him for that. Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson. However, I am a little concerned with him being on the Madden cover this season. We all know how that goes. If you don't believe me, just ask Antonio Brown. Ask Odell Beckham. Ask the fullback from the Cleveland Browns who was on the Madden 12 cover, who once again then disappeared.
Be real with me. Yes or no? You're picking number 9. 2 picks, you go again. I'm assuming you will pick Davante Adams or Joe Mixon. Either or.
Honestly, brother, like, I'm sorry. Like, I like those running backs, but I think I'm going to lean more towards Michael Thomas because, as you mentioned in our earlier podcast, he is the wide receiver number 1, dude. But,
okay,
and
cool.
I have him getting more productivity than Joe Mixon, even though Joe Mixon just had an extension.
Okay,
dude.
Okay, great, great. That's a good take. Now, what's going to be your next pick if Mixon is gone and Kenyon Drake is gone? Who's going to be your pick after that? There's only 2 players you can pick after that, which is Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. The whole point is, you will pick Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. Yes or no?
I'm sorry, Rick. No, I have this very strict rule, no quarterbacks, because they bit me in the ass once my rookie year, never again, dude. Like, if you're expecting an encore performance of last year for Lamar, sorry to break it to you, it's not going to happen. Teams have film on them, and teams study film diligently, guys. And I see them adapting to the offense. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. I would definitely pass on quarterbacks.
I would not go quarterback first round at all. Yeah, I get it. I get it. People are going to pick them, you know, maybe 8th, 9th, 10th. But no, for me, quarterback, no. I at least need to lock down a solid running back for me. If the best running backs are gone, then like Mario said, Michael Thomas will be right there for me. But yeah, never a quarterback in the first round like your homeboy did and took Patrick Mahomes with the 10th overall pick. You can find a decent quarterback at least to make you 15, 20 points a game.
You should never reach for a quarterback anywhere near the first or second round. So what Rick did was a real rookie move. He just exposed his game on draft day. I mean, I haven't even played the guy. The season hasn't even started, and I already feel like I beat him in my football league. So
I got four solid running backs.
I mean, you could talk about Joe Mixon all you want because he's from San Francisco, but it's not going to change the fact that your team isn't as good as the experts say. Saying, man, especially because you reach for a quarterback. You can find quarterbacks literally in the 10th round, as I did in another league, Tom Brady.
No quarterback will give you the same value that Lamar Jackson does. He's a running back and a quarterback. Right now, I have four running backs in my starting lineup. Come at me, bro.
You don't want him. The only problem with having a mobile quarterback, you're putting him at risk. Your team is at risk because if he gets one hard hit.
Rick, also, you have to understand, like, after what Lamar did last season, they're going to shoot to kill. They're not shooting to warning shots. They're aiming to kill, dude. Like, because no D-back likes to be done on them the way Lamar did it last season, dude.
Michael Vick is literally the replica of Lamar Jackson, and Michael Vick was not able to stay healthy for the long haul of his career.
No, you're right. You're right. I agree with you, Jorge, but this is not dynasty. This is only as long as he gets healthy, and I don't care. I got Carson Wentz behind me. It doesn't matter.
Okay, that adds to my point. You might have drafted him past the 10th round, and you didn't reach for a really good elite quarterback. However, you could have took somebody way better with a lot more value.
There was nobody there. And the fact that you guys let I would understand you guys' argument right now. I would agree with you guys completely.
Okay, but you had the third overall pick, dude. Your freaking third round pick was a high pick. It was damn near a second round pick.
You picked Lamar Jackson over Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Julio Jones, but we shall see the season.
So also, like, have you not reached for Lamar? You could have easily picked up Dak for that double points. Ding.
Skipped out on Austin Eckler.
He just said I needed to pick Austin Eckler.
No, I mean, I'm talking about your second round pick.
I would never pick up Austin Eckler with my second round pick, ever. No, because once again.
Can you enlighten me with your flex, bro? You literally chose Austin Eckler over whoever your flex is.
No disrespect, bro. You're supposed to be a good fantasy player. Mario's saying it that you might make some moves later. Cool story. But to be honest, your team is trash. Point blank and period. Mario, his team is solid. JJ, it's decent enough. But Jorge, honestly, I'm disappointed in your team, bro. All right, you guys. So, hey, good luck to you guys this season. ISF Fantasy Football League. We will be posting our teams on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Check us out. Thank you for joining us for another episode. And I'd like to give a shout out to everybody in the league. Shout out to, of course, the back-to-back champ, the dog, my cast, JJ, Jorge, Mario, and, of course, boy Jose, Danny, Dante, Adrian, Miguel. Shout out to you guys and good luck.
Hey, shout out to Miguel for sleeping next to me the entire draft. I heard him snore.
Yeah, shout out to Miguel for sleeping in the draft. We had a blast. On the next episode, we're going to talk about JJ's Inhuman League. Thank you for joining us. Until next time. Yee!
Sipping on some rock tuss, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.